Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. It is 2022, and we made it. What's this year going to be like for each and every one of us? To be determined, but one thing I know is if we bring our own, if we decide ahead of time how we're going to show up in the year, that's the one thing that we can control, right? Who knows? We could have 73 more variants. We could have, you know, aliens landing. We could have anything is possible, but we can show up with that sense of awe and wonder and appreciation and the knowingness that it's happening for us, not to us. And just, you know, that childlike curiosity, you know, why is this happening for me in 2022? Why is this the thing that is front and center on my awareness to be explored and understood? And, you know, what can be gleaned from it? What can be learned? What can be understood? How is this making me into my next greatest and grandest version of myself? Yeah, and I have a fun story to share with you guys to kick off the new year. Just looking back on, you know, now we're what? Launched the podcast in 2015 and it's 2022. So we've been at it here a while. And, you know, just looking back on the little things that you never fully know what is going to lead to what, you know, who you're going to inspire today at the Starbucks, if you give them a smile or a kind word, or, you know, I saw something yesterday that it was something about a little dark, but it gives a real insight into how little things can make such a big difference. Someone that committed suicide decades ago in San Francisco had jumped off the bridge, the bridge there and had left a note saying, I'm going to the bridge. And if someone smiles at me on my way, I'm not going to jump. And they ended up jumping in this case. And it's just like that smile could have made such a difference. And you know, sometimes we feel disempowered and we look around and in the world of, you know, so much social media and, you know, people sort of flexing on or sharing the highlights of their life and not sharing any of the challenge. And, you know, a lot of times we think super wealthy people are just living it up and so happy and fulfilled. And, you know, what they've actually found in studies is that no matter, even people who have horrible accidents, you know, paraplegics years later, their happiness meter has been reset to pretty much the same as it was before. So, you know, this notion and this illusion, this deception that there's something else out there to make you happy, to make you fulfilled. If you could just get more money, if you could just get, you know, this, if you just had more power and influence, and your influence is, you know, you never know who you're influencing. You never know that one 5-minute conversation could have more impact than, you know, 7 years of podcasts, right? And in this case, as far as impact, my dear friend Heath Cummings, who many of you know, he's been on before on the show, and he started the Live This Life podcast, and he shared something with me just a little bit earlier. So he said he had a cool synchronicity to share. He said, here, I'll just read the message. He said, so I was closing the infinite amount of open web pages on my phone and found the episode where I wrote to you years ago about being unhappy in my job, episode number 748. So I gave it a listen for a few and I read the description. You referenced an even older episode, number 230. Now, keep in mind, guys, we're at like 16, 1700 episodes now. So this was a long time ago. You referenced an even older episode, number 230, where someone asked the same question. So I gave that one a listen, and it was by a listener named Ambrosia. So I asked Ambrosia Matthews if she was the one, and she said, yeah. Now, Ambrosia is the host with Alexa of Innerbloom podcast now. Just to let you guys know. So he goes on to say, so both of these episodes and your response to them ultimately led to both of those people breaking free and starting down a road that led to podcasts and huge things. Just thought it was an insane coincidence that both were just about the same date of the year too. So these people that, you know, of course, Ambrosia is a dear friend and has been here to the Mystic Manor and, you know, now and looking back on that, I mean, that was really early in when she wrote. And so many of you listen to these, you know, Innerbloom podcasts and live this life and know these people. And so it's just, you know, it was such a great way for me to start my day, my year with that message from Heath. Just, it is making a difference. I am making a difference. And that's the thing is a lot of times we don't know. A lot of times we don't get that feedback about, you know, you've influenced more people than you can ever imagine by being the light, by being showing, you know, showing others what it's like to be fulfilled, where you're at with what you've got, making the best of what you've got, choosing to show up, not reacting to your reality. Choosing to show up like you're going to do, like we're all going to do this year. We're going to choose to focus on expanding our heart energy. That is the key. That is the primary aim. I wrote down my aim and actually shared it on social media. I'll pull it up real quick as I think about it. So I did a post with Lead from the Heart, Happy New Year 2022 on social the other day, and I put along with it, love wins leading by example. And your primary mission here as love's emissary is to expand heart energy in all directions and in every facet and situation within your life, thereby demonstrating and amplifying love's transformative power. That's my aim for the new year. And, you know, no more chasing more success or chasing wealth or, you know, as Bob Marley said, numbers, if you're ever chasing money, numbers never end. So you're screwed, you know, basically. And the truth is you're already abundant. You already are so, so much to be thankful for. Like on the last episode, you know, sight is such a gift and pleasure. Sound is such a gift. Touch, taste. You know, you've got so much. If you've got your health, you are so wealthy. There is definitely billionaires out there who would trade for what you have. 100%. There are multi-billionaires who would trade in an instant for what you have. And here you're thinking, oh, if I could just be more like them, you know. And the irony is, you can have what you don't need. How many stories there are of people who, you know, stop chasing wealth and look, instead, I want to find purpose. I want to bring more value to the world and trust that the financial aspect will follow that, that I'm not doing anything for money anymore. And that one, that's been a big one for me to really work on myself and, you know, find a cause, find a purpose. How can you bring more value? How can you align with appreciating the abundance that you already have and finding a way to be more of service? And if you set that as your aim in 2022 and that you are going to lead by example, right, in every facet and situation within your life, demonstrating and amplifying love's transformative power. Hey, look, everyone, this is what you do when you're living in your heart. This is what you do when you're amplifying heart energy. This is the path to, you know, the the cliche, what would love do now? You know, love is the answer now. What was the question? This is the reality is this is the power. This is the real truth, the real source of power. This is the real wealth, the real abundance. And you have it right there at your fingertips now. There are moments where we lose that feeling or lose that magic and feel off and, you know, out of balance. And that's okay too. You know, here's the trick with that. When you're not feeling, you know, inspired and expansive and loving and, you know, it's like it feels less natural and you feel more retracted and, you know, just kind of melancholy, kind of meh. What can you do in that moment? What is one of the most powerful things that you can do? Well, we've talked about start reaching for more neutral thoughts. You're not going to go from feeling really down to feeling really ecstatic, right? But you can start slowly reaching for more neutral thoughts. And the thing that you can even do above and beyond that, that is, wow, really transformative. What if you love yourself there? What if you accept that state? Hey, I'm feeling this sort of way, and that's okay. I'm going to love myself here. All of a sudden, what did you do? You brought heart energy into something that is inherently not feeling much like heart energy and expansive, right? You just brought expansive energy to a retractive state. And that is super, super powerful. Hey, I'm going to love myself here. It's okay. I don't need to beat myself up because I'm not bouncing off the walls and sounding like a bobber of positivity, like someone wrote a review the other day of the podcast, and that's what they said about me. Oh, he's like a bobber of positivity. And it's like, I have moments where I'm not feeling that positive, right? And the thing that I'm learning to do is loving myself when I'm there, when I'm not feeling that expansive, I'm not feeling that inspired inspiration. I'm not tapped into spirit as much. The way I can bring it is by loving and accepting where I'm at and knowing that this too shall pass, right? It's all a phase. It's all a moment and you need it. You need that contrast. You've never seen a great work of art without shadow in it. And you're a great work of art. Whew. We're kicking off the new year strong. I'm feeling it. I hope you're feeling it too. I have a song that someone actually shared in the Golden Key Facebook group, which is a very small group of us. One of my aims in the new year is to drum up more inspiration there. So if you guys haven't gotten the Golden Key, by the way, you can go to goldenkey.gift and get the audio or ebook with the code Positive Head. And someone posted in there a while back, hey, I just felt inspired to share this particular song today. And I listened to it actually for the first time today. And I was like, I'm going to share it on the show. So it's appropriate for everything we're talking about. It's called The Magic by Robert Francis. Until next time, journey well. Love you so, so much. Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well. When you gave up.
you down on the bottle, when you're slamming the car door.